What is this fat index that you're talking about?
It's the percentage of fat in your body, not your weight.
That's lipid stuff.
It would be lipid stuff, yes.
What's the index one should have?
None.
No, that's not right. A bodybuilder doesn't want any fat on them. They want their muscles to pop out without any overlying tissue that has fat.
Obfuscation. They think fat obfuscates their muscle tone.
So you say lipids are the key thing in RNA drops, they're a major factor in our bodies that Ian talks about?
Yes.
So we want fat to have more lipids?
No, you want lipids to be fluid in your meat sack body, but you don't have to have an abundance of it to have the fractal to be synced up.
Ian just said we don't want any fat. Remember he just said that a second ago? He said none. I think he means don't worry about measuring how much you have.
That's right. That's good.
Right.
Very good, Bob.
So Matthew was talking about his index and this, and people were saying it's got down. It's impossible how low it got in the RNA drop effect.
No, he's hot. He really is. He's got a 12-pack.
So the idea is to get rid of a lot of the fat, but still keep enough to get the conductivity going, the flow.
It's more the fat in your bloodstream. And
yes.
It's the good fats in the bloodstream that keep things flowing. But, you know, the fat outside on your body, I agree with 5 pounds overweight for women for hormones because we make our hormones from fat. But in the bloodstream, we get so many diluted fats or synthetic fats that a lot of people get thick blood now. So a lot of them are being put on blood thinners.
Now, do you agree with that statement that synthetic fats create whatever Carolyn just said is a disservice?
We don't care. If you get to 1%, you won't notice. So everybody's running around. They want to have more energy because they're tired and listless, and they poop out at parties, and they can't find Lucille Ball's Vitamita Vegemin. They want this buildup or increase of energy, okay? Well, that's stored in what they call fat. When you have energy that you can't use, your body stores it in the form of fat. So quit trying to activate this energy bit, because the only reason you would gain body fat is that you have more energy than you're using.
So when people say they get energy from RNA drops, that's a misinterpretation of what's really going on, because you're saying you don't want more energy.
When they say that, it won't be long until they'll say, I gained 4 pounds.
Ian is discouraging people desiring energy.
Okay, so you desire energy. I want to be visceral in my body. I want to be tactile in anything I engage. I want to be able to run faster and move more and do things I couldn't do and have energy to feel good and all this kind of stuff. Well, we already said that calories don't have anything to do with fat. Some people eat 10,000 calories. Oh, by the way, Matthew averages about 5,000 calories a day, by the way, and it's more muscle, obviously. But then is much, much, much lighter when he gets on the scales. So none of those things connect and should be that way. Okay. So the point kind of comes into if calories are a heat exchange, okay, and you desire energy and you have to build more energy, that translates into you adding fat to your meat sack body. Okay. Now, Carolyn's saying there's not a problem with a bit of that, and that's the point. But what we're saying is balance that, and then you can eat everything you want and then some, and you will be the perfect size that suits you every single time without fail or exception.
Are there rules to balancing your fat?
No, they're not. Use energy. Use energy. And don't desire energy, because you won't be able to balance it. Because it's kind of like when you eat, you want sugars. Well, the sugars are good, great, but you want to eat so it balances. So you build up food, and that digestion gives you sugar in your blood. The insulin then balances that, okay? You don't want too much sugar, and you don't want too much insulin. You want that to balance. So as long as you are able to do that, let's say you have a certain amount of energy and you're eating certain kind of things, great, do that. But if you start noticing body, don't go exercise, just consume more energy. Just like we'd say if you want a piece of chocolate cake, consume the piece of chocolate cake. But the last thing you want to do is consume chocolate cake if you don't want it.
We were talking about ignoring energy. Now what are you saying about energy?
don't not ignoring it, don't desire it. Exercise.
So I guess you're saying that if people say, oh, gee, I'm tired, I wish I had more energy, and I don't have enough energy, oh, I don't get enough sleep, oh, blah, 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 then what?
They get fat. They get fat.
They get fat if they say that.
They get fat.
If they feel they don't have enough.
And that's why the folks that are morbidly obese and they eat like a bird and drink sip water and eat salads, they add weight.
So that's it. If you think you lack energy, you will get fat. It's nothing to do with what you eat.
Because that's all that is, stored energy. So if you want cake or any food, go for the calories. But what if all the calories have a lot of fat in it? That doesn't make any difference. Consuming fat doesn't make you fat. It's proven. A lot of people eat pure lard with a spoon, and they're not fat.
So, these energy drinks that people are being sold at these stores. You're saying that the purchase of those energies or the desire of those energies
and everything to jack your sugars up.
And what does that do? Does that give you energy?
It increases the sugar in your blood.
And will that create fat?
It may not. That's not what makes fat. Drinking fat, eating fat does not make you fat. It's your level of storing of energy is what makes you fat. Matthew eats lots of fat.
So if one is storing fat to have weight, are they maintaining gravity to be held to this earth and not lighten up?
Sometimes yes. Sometimes yes. That's exactly correct. But then there's some people that you would say have a shape that seems large and they're agile. They can move. They're light on their feet. Not about that always.
What is it about in that case?
It's about you just wanted lots of energy, and it was more energy than you're using. So
no, the fat guy who's agile.
That's just one who is processing the energy. All we said was that eating fat doesn't make you fat.
What makes you fat?
The process of storing energy. I don't have enough energy. I want more energy.
The idea you have no energy, the feeling you have no energy, and then you said
the saying. The saying, I want more energy, will surely provide space for fat.
I think Ion is getting this from the definition of a calorie is an energy exchange. So people then think that when they eat a lot of calories, they're storing energy, and they store it as fat.
And that's what's happening. It's just being stored as fat. It's not energy. Because the scientists called calories, put the word energy in the definition of calorie.
Correct.
So that's where the misnomer.
That's energy. Yeah.
I think that's where Ion's coming from.
Okay, now Ion's responding to that. He's going, that's energy.
Fat is energy.
Fat is energy.
Yeah. Stored energy.
Okay. A person who has a lot of stored energy and it says fat, they shouldn't look at their fat as fat. They should look at it as a potential of energy and just go and use their energy.
How come they get tired when they're fat? They got all the stored energy. They're sitting there on their chair. Or they're staring at their barbell in the gym. How come they can't use it then if they're too tired to lift a barbell? They say, I need some energy. Well, they got stored energy, you said.
That's correct, but they're storing it. They're not using it. That's fat.
How do you get in this condition where you think you don't have energy? What are you actually feeling?
You don't know what you're feeling. You just desire more energy. You have plenty of energy, but I want more energy.
Can you explain what trick of the mind makes one think they don't have energy?
You can't balance your fat by balancing your food intake. They don't have anything to do with each other.
Do you agree with that statement? You can't balance your fat
by balancing your food intake.
They don't have anything to do with each other. That's like saying, I'm going to control my bowel movements by cutting my hair. They don't have anything to do with each other.
No, American nutritionists, certified nutritionists, would agree with what Ion's saying, correct?
No.
Well, we don't care what they think. We don't care.
I know. So, Carolyn, you're in between. You know what the nutritionists say.
Right.
And you know what it translates for us in the where you are.
I already said he is looking at the definition of calories, and it isn't true. Everybody who has extra weight, they hear all the propaganda about calories cause your weight, so they get all trapped in that.
We know when you wake up tired in the morning, you've been very busy in parallel worlds. You haven't had a bad sleep. You've just been doing a lot.
Right.
There's one reason you feel like you have no energy. What are some other reasons that we don't feel that we don't have energy?
Okay, you're morbidly obese. You're sitting on the sofa. you don't have the energy to reach the dumbbell or the barbell or whatever it is that you're supposed to use to spend energy to be less, that has nothing to do with it. What we would say, James, in your original point, this is the second experience, the heaviest people actually eat the least amount of food, and yet they still get bigger.
Why?
Because eating has nothing to do with your weight.
Okay, you have somebody that's overweight. They have a lot of excess fat. Now, you're saying fat is stored energy.
Okay.
Well,
yes.
They decide, I don't want to be fat anymore. I want to lose this fat. You're saying that that fat
eat.
On there is...
If they said that, we'd say eat.
You would say to this person that's obese, go ahead and eat more or continue to. That's not the problem. I'm saying if somebody's obese and they have a desire or they verbally say with their words, I want to lose weight, I want to lose this excess fat and have muscle. And then they decide, okay, then I'm going to have to get rid of this, so they're going to burn energy. And then they say, I don't have any energy to walk up the stairs. But you're saying all the fat is stored energy. How come suddenly they don't have that energy and can burn it? And it becomes a big effort, and they can't even move.
Okay.
But they have stored energy in their fat.
Good. They're storing it. They're not using it. You can have a tank full of gas in your car, and you can want more energy in your car, so you put tanks of gas cans in your trunk. Okay?
Right.
You can run out of energy on the side of the road and have fuel in your trunk. Okay? But you're
right.
Storing that fuel, and you're saying, describe how to burn the fuel, how to get access to the fuel, and we'd say, well, the only way to do that is to eat. Because you could take those cans from the gas tank and fill your car up, or you could stop at the gas station and fill up your tank and drive real fast, and it will make that gas that you're storing not necessary. It would make it obsolete.
You're talking about a piece of metal and a creator. You use your word creator. That creator wants to get rid of this excess. And, you know, they go to a dietitian and say, well, you got to up your calories and exercise more. And then they say, well, I don't have any energy, so they eat more.
We never say exercise. No, we don't say exercise.
What if they want
more.
To? What if they want to? And they don't have enough energy because there's too much fat and their heart rate goes up and they get breathless and they can't move.
Well, no, that's what happens to those stately, spelt runners when they run the marathon, cross the finish line, and then their heart stops beating. That's what that's about.
People want to feel better. That's the end of the road where they want to go. They have excess fat. You're saying it's stored energy. They want to feel good. Okay, you're saying, go ahead, you can continue to eat the calories, and they, in their head, somehow the weight doesn't go. I'm not saying that's the rule. I'm sure some people, they lose weight when they eat, and they end up looking like Schwarzenegger. They want to feel better, and they don't have enough energy to get rid of the fat. So how does somebody do it then?
You're tangling up fat with energy or lack of it. The most tired people in the world are the very, 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 very svelte bodybuilders. They're more tired than the fat people. They have less energy than the fat people watching television.
And why is that? Why do they have no energy?
Because they're not storing it, they're burning it.
How could they overcome that? What would you recommend they do?
Eat and don't give attention to energy. I enjoy my food, and I burn every bit of energy that I have.
No, no. Are you saying, do they continue weightlifting?
They can if they choose to. But you'd have to go to the reason of why they're weightlifting in the first place. Some fellas go to the gym so they can get naked and show off their pretty sport model, if that's what they're doing it for.
Right.
So you got to go to this purpose for their going to exercise or do this work.
They don't care if they have energy or not, as long as they are displaying themselves.
And have the ability to show off their self. Right. Good. But, James, it's the same thing is true if you plan a trip to go to the desert. Okay? You
right,
plan a
right.
trip, you're going on vacation, you're going to the desert. Guess what happens? Your body will naturally start holding water because the going of the desert is a very dry, arid place. So your body knows this and will automatically retain water, fluid. So you'll have
okay.
extra to not wither or dehydrate in the desert. Some people find that same thing in an airplane. They'll swell a little in an airplane. That pressurization mm-hmm. makes them retain fluid.
What does it respond to? The fact you said it or the fact you
yep.
think of it? Or they don't even
no,
respond?
No, said it.
They just
said it.
Okay, if you said it, it responds.
I have a question. I was taking the RNA drops without the Realign. Okay, went through my bottle, reevaluated, got it, started taking the Realign. There was 2 weeks that I slept 20 hours a day every day. So.
Good. It's adding amino acids to your meat sack body, and it was a reset.
And I put her to sleep so her mind didn't interrupt with the reset.
With the adding of amino acids, that's correct. It shut down the thinking process.
Yeah.
I was sleeping a lot.
you were sleeping, but you weren't thinking, so good.
She wasn't sleeping, she was just living in other worlds, right?
Exactly right.
And so that this world, this body, could go ahead and do its autonomic tuning without that interruption of the Trinity, which is the physical, non-physical, and the mind. The mind's a big factor. And so they said, Renee, leave. Go on a vacation for 2 weeks while we take over your physical.
And okay, we're going to be painting and remodeling your house. Get out of the way, because if you're here, we'll never get it done. So we don't want you involved in this. Just tell us what you want, get the fuck out, and come back when it's done, and then you'll like it good. Well, that's what the Realign was doing for you, darling. Don't attribute to anything about weight or eating or any of that kind of stuff. They don't mix them up because they don't have anything to do with each other. If you feel like doing something, do it. If you don't feel like something, don't do it. Your autonomic tuner of your body will say, wait a second, this heifer's eating. We don't need to store any fat. We're getting plenty of energy as we require it. We're eating, okay? So then you'll start getting shed of excess energy or fat. That's the answer to your question, James.
Okay, let's go back to my original thing, Ion. Person's overweight, they don't feel good. Probably they've gotten to that position where they have this extra fat because of their words, because of a combination of their diet, blah, 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 blah. Then they go to a doctor, then maybe they have you standing there. They say, I want to get rid of this fat. Okay, and they go, well, there's a couple of ways to do it. You can either eat less, or you're going to have to work out more, or you're going to have to take RNA drops and do something fat, or you're going to have to change your words or whatever it is. Okay, so then they said, oh, well, I'd like to go work out. Okay, but then as soon as they start working out, they got all this stored energy, which you say is there in the terms of fat. Fine. Okay, great. Now, they decide they're going to exercise, and they walk 50 meters, and their heart rate is up, they're sweating, they feel awful, and they say, I don't have enough energy. I don't have any energy. And now, is it the wordings and the combination of the wordings and the labyrinth of the collective idea of what fat is and what energy is? Is that what keeps people fat, and they get stuck in those, like, labyrinths of double binds to get you nowhere?
It's like the commercial where you see this really lean woman in the tight-fitting jogging suit and the sports brassiere, and she's running, and she's really fit and really stretching out those muscles. And then the great big heavyset lady with the double arm full of papers and her skirt and suit, business suit, juts around her and is running faster than she is. Is a working example of what you just prescribed. The point is that just because you're exercising doesn't mean you're consuming energy.
Ion, I have a question. If you're taking the drops, so now the drops are complete nutrition. Is that an accurate statement?
They would represent whole completements, yes.
So if you're taking the drops, you're having whole completement in terms of your nutrition, would your body actually start to think it was quote-unquote starving? Because technically your body's not starving anymore, right? Because you're feeding it more nutrition.
No, that's correct. But here's the rub to that. You start taking completements, okay, the RNA drops, and you decide that you're not going to eat anymore, that that's complete nutrition, so I'm just going to take the drops. That's it. Bob did that. That's not a problem. That's normal. But as you're rolling along, you may find in the middle of the day, after about a week of not a bite of food in your mouth other than the RNA drops, that the most delicious thing that you could think of is V8 juice. All right? Well, if you decide or think of V8 juice, by all means, have some, okay? Because it's the balancing of those amino acids that you're processing in the shift of ascension. And then the same way, the other side is, eat everything you want, anything you want. But don't think about food as energy, because it's not.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is our quote-unquote food nutrition?
That depends on your definition of nutritious. See, that changes. We'll give you a parallel here. In the 50s, people went out to eat. They were served a salad with a very wholesome, whole nut diet dressing. And people put butter on their soda crackers to eat their salad. Then they were brought soup. Then they were brought a big meat that had been braised in something delicious and vegetables. And then a great big piece of pecan pie. Okay? And they ate and ate and ate. And they were all pretty normal sized. Because that was normal, meaning that's what normal people eat. That's normal, okay? Now, that's way more than many people eat now.
Back then, people were walking more, working more. They actually expended the calories on the farm.
Right.
They, you know, they needed thousands of calories that they would expend.
Good.
And now
but it's not about. But the sitting is not what made you fat, and the consuming of food is not what made you fat. The
okay,
heaviest
so hold
of people
on, Carol,
eat the least amount of food.
Okay, what we say about how people used to eat is they were more active, and that still implies that there's some kind of heat source or some kind of energy that people are getting from food that they quote-unquote burn. Is
mm-hmm.
this right?
Well, your body converts the things you eat, breaks it down into the smaller particle that is absorbed through your small and large intestine that absorbs those nutrients into your body. Just
does it quote-unquote burn it? Does it burn it?
Doesn't burn it. It consumes it. Calorie is already a heat exchange. Calorie is already heat.
So you're saying it's already burning when it hits your mouth?
Yeah,
because it's already
calorie.
Heat?
If you look up the definition of a calorie, a calorie could never make you fat.
So you're saying the calorie's already burning when it hits your mouth. So it's not going to quote unquote. Your body doesn't quote unquote burn it. You're saying that your body uh-huh. breaks it down and consumes it.
Correct. And if you're storing energy, then you save it in the form of fat. If you're not storing energy, then you pass it away. That coconut cream pie has the same number of calories in it sitting in the pie pan as it does in your belly. And if your body has all its nutrition, it doesn't save the coconut pie. It eliminates it naturally.
What about the idea that we don't need energy? We don't require energy. That's the misnomer to all this.
So Ion is saying that your body's storing energy, and you're saying you don't need it. So what exactly is the body storing?
The direction that your mind said, I want more energy. It responds to, I want more energy.
It's storing to the concept of what your lack dimensions are.
Ah, so this is just more wordsmithing having to do with that. Okay, I got it. All right.
Good. Okay. JW has more than he requires. That's called abundance. But that abundance to him is not a problem. Okay, JW eats what he wants. Okay, he eats abundantly, but it has nothing to do with his body size, shape, or weight.
He doesn't consider that he's eating abundantly. He just does what he wants.
He's eating for joy.
Yeah.
No other reason.
Like I'll eat two cartons of ice cream. I don't care what the calories or the nutrition are. I just want to have that amount.
You like that, and that's the only reason you eat it, and it's delicious, and the world is a better world because you enjoyed your ice cream. Good, but if you start saying, I'm going to have some ice cream because I want more energy, now you're saying you don't have energy.
Yeah.
So your body says, okay, we'll use the energy that we created from this ice cream.
The body will use that energy from the ice cream
to store it as fat.
And store it as fat. So if I say I want more energy, I'm going to get fat.
That's correct. No matter what you eat. Some people say this. They say, I eat like a bird. I can look at a piece of pie and gain 5 pounds. Well, so you do.
If I'm eating an energy drink to get energy, I will get fat from it.
That's sort of the play.
Now, I'm going to ask the audience, if there's somebody in the audience or knows somebody that knows somebody, I would like to put the challenge forth that that person that's overweight speak to Ion, follow the instructions to the letter, and then redefine and have that report back in exactly how they lost
you
the
already have that.
Stored
have
energy.
That.
And, okay, now that succeeded because you changed the version of their own English language into something else.
No, you clean up the meaning of the words they're using to create. You get them to know their words are creating and that's an outcome. Well, then it is.
So most of our concepts on fat as like a health issue are completely, totally wrong. Completely wrong.
Exactly correct.
Yeah, just like we think we're going to die. Take the death icon, that you're going to die and end. That means you got a limited amount of energy. That creates the whole erroneous concept of energy, just that beginning point.
The very thing to say that now you're creating old cells. Well, you certainly are not. You're making the same cells you were making as a baby. Well, those were baby cells. Well, I'm an adult. Well, they're still the same as baby cells, and you're constantly schlepping them off and getting new ones, and yet somehow you age.
So I have some agreement with what Ion is saying when you consider that people who gain weight and try to lose it, it's such a monumental problem for them. If it was just about eating less and exercising more, then we wouldn't have 58% of the population overweight.
Not eating less and exercising more. If you think you need energy or that you are going to die, you got to have the concept that you don't require energy because you already lived the longest you could ever live is already happening. Those kind of concepts change your understanding of energy.
That's why they named it a diet. So if you starve your body in a diet, you lose weight. And if you put anything in your mouth, your body goes, you're starving me to death. I better save every bit of this heat exchange energy because you may starve me again. The autonomics always kick in. It trumps.
The autonomic system breathes for me. I don't have to tell it to breathe. And it corrects itself if I'm not breathing. So why would the autonomic system respond largely to concepts of the mind in relationship to balancing the body when it comes to weight?
Because of Vogue. Visual bias says you have to be the size of a coat rack in order to have beauty. And so your body says, okay, fine, that's fine. But the autonomics kick in and go, no, we ain't having this. You got to have enough lipids to ascend, so No. Then you get out of that whole process and eat, and don't make a connection, okay? Don't make a connection, and then your body won't hold or store energy. It'll use the part that it's using and let the rest go. And then, as you know, weight will just fall off of you. But if you got to lose weight to look pretty, problem.
Yeah, look at that line. You've got to have enough lipids to ascend. So that's why you're right, Bob. This topic of fat and energy and lipids is the most important one because it's got to do with ascension. Because we messed up our fats by thinking they make us fat, and we starve ourselves. I mean, look at these cholesterol-lowering drugs, the statins. They're killing people because they're so afraid of fat. So how are they going to
ascend? They can't kill people. They're aiding in the suicide.
Yeah, okay.
It says that the definition of nutrition is the provision to cells and organisms of the materials necessary in the form of food to support life.
Life doesn't require supporting. You're trying to support something, but then the autonomics kick in, so they'll take the support. It's kind of like giving money to the United Way. They'll take your money, but they don't require it. They'll just sit it aside till they can figure something to do with it.
And then get interest on it.
Maybe. But that's what happens to you when you say you're fat or have fat cells. That's what your body says. I don't require this, and I can let this go, and it's no problem. But if you say save it, okay, I'll save it. If you want some energy, we'll give you such an abundant amount of energy that you say you're large.
Okay, Ian, here's an interesting point. I've been doing the RNA drops for over a year, and people ask me, what benefits you had? And I say, well, I got a lot more energy, and I can run farther. Like, I do this whole energy thing. Now, we know that's erroneous. I won't say it anymore.
No.
What would I say?
It's not erroneous. You're using it, the word, in the way they understand it.
But what is happening to me, if it's not correct fully, we understand the limitation of the word energy.
All you're doing is you're able to rev your engine faster.
The flow. So the flow is happening faster.
That's correct. And your digestion is, quote, better. And you eat what you eat. And you stay the same as you were about, you wear the same things you could wear
in
high school.
So this is it. The revving of the engine can be interpreted when someone first takes RNA drops as bliss, as some kind of heat or energy, or floating, all these things that they're just revving your energy. So what's revving?
Now, don't confuse. It's not that Bob is fast. You can put it in park and rev the engine many, many, many RPMs. And because of the transmission, you can convert that into velocity forward motion. But that's torque. So Bob can go fast. He doesn't always, see, but he certainly can.
Okay, so Ginny, what do you get from this? What are your associations?
My associations are, one thing is that the whole principle of energy is erroneous. Life is naturally occurring and doesn't need to be supported. The whole thing about these lipids, as far as essential fatty acids, because they're the signaling aspect of the RNA, is that right?
Of the flow, yeah. The lipids are the measurement or the medium for conductivity, flow, and revving. Is that what you're saying, Ion? That's what the lipids are?
Yes. Yes, and as a god, you are not Bartles and James. They were the wine cooler maker, the two old men, and says, and thank you for your support. God doesn't require support.
Somewhere in me, there's a shift happening that this weight would be storing up energy because I spend so much energy because I do so much and I'm getting bigger and bigger. But if I don't need to do so much to create, which is what I'm coming to, then I should be able to lose weight. Am I on something there?
You are, but don't make it be about the weight. Make it be about the cheesecake. You are energy, so there's no necessary or necessity of storing it. It's almost like saying, I have more than I could ever use, so let me get some more. See, it doesn't make sense. If you have complete abundance, then there's no reason to hoard.